Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. And this broadcast is for Thursday, December 22nd, and we're headed towards the day we're going to celebrate as our Lord's birthday this coming Sunday. Hope you're looking forward to that. Now, I've said it again and again, but we do not know that December the 25th is the day that God gave His Son. And I've said we're not celebrating or worshiping a day. We're celebrating a fact that God did give His Son that we might have everlasting life. Let me take this opportunity to invite you to come out and be with us this Lord's Day, which will be December 25th. It will be the day we celebrate as Christmas Day. And I won't be here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, but we will be having a meeting at our regular service time. 11:05 a.m. will be the preaching time. Brother Gary Hall will be preaching for us on this special Christmas Day service, and I hope you can come and be a part of the services there at the Island Ford Baptist Church. Let me tell you again, our church is easily located right off of the Penny Rile Parkway or Interstate 69, whichever you want to call it now. But if you're coming north, on Interstate 69 will be exit 116. You'll exit off of the right, turn to the right. You'll find us down here on the left about a quarter of a mile. That is 1415 Island Ford Road. And then if you're coming south on the interstate, then you would turn to the right. Of course, exit on the right, turn to the left at the end of the exit. Go a little over a quarter of a mile, and you'll find the Island Ford Baptist Church on the left there at 1415 Island Ford Road. And I hope you will come and visit with us. Let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you. Thank you for your goodness, grace, and mercy. I want to thank you for the blood that washed my sins away, the blood that flowed down that old rugged cross, that flowed from the hands and the brow and the back and the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the blood that washed my sins away. Hallelujah. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to thank you for the blood. I want to thank you that because of that blood, I have hope and I have eternal life. Father, I want to thank you that that blood not only washed my sins away, but you said it was able to wash the sins away of not our sins only, but the sins of the whole world. And I'm so glad that the blood of Jesus Christ is powerful. The blood of Jesus Christ is available. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I pray the Holy Spirit take the Word of God even now. Lord, as you're moving here in this little broadcast recording room, Lord, that you'd move over the airwaves. And as you're touching me, and a song says, I pray you're touching others. And Lord, not just in a rejoicing mode, but Lord, I pray in a convicting mode. Would you bring sinners to the side of the Lord Jesus Christ that they too might be washed in the blood, that they might have their sins washed away, that they might get forgiveness of sin, that they might come to know what's all this excitement about when we're celebrating the fact that God gave a Savior, that we can be saved by the good grace of God. Lord, I pray for those that are sick and afflicted, those that are hurting and not well. I pray you'd be with them and meet their needs, Lord, that you'd get the glory and the honor in all those things. Father, I pray that you would bless now, help my wife and I to have safety as we travel today. And we get in tonight there in North Carolina. I pray you'd bless it. Bless our time together. Bless the broadcast right here, right now, Lord, I pray, with your touch and your help. And then, Lord, as I said, those that are sick, Lord, I pray for the healing touch of the Holy Ghost. Those that are hurting, those that are lonely, those that are in need, Lord, I pray you'd be by their side, and that you'd meet their need as only you can. I'll thank you, and I'll praise you for just being such a good God. And Father, again, I can't leave the throne of grace without saying thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for just being so good. Oh, Father. Oh, Lord, help others to know what I'm feeling and what we're experiencing right here, right now. You get the glory in Jesus' name, we ask it. Amen and amen. All right, I appreciate you praying with us, and I hope that you got a hold of heaven. I enjoy prayer time here, just something special. It's almost like a prayer closet in here around this radio mic. Nobody around, nothing to get your attention except just calling on the Lord. And it seems almost as if God's just looking right straight down, and I glorify him. Thank God for prayer time. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let me go to a song by Ben and Whitney, and then we'll be moving right along. Well, amen, amen. I hope that song was a blessing to you. And we're thinking about those angels as they sang the glories unto the Father in heaven for giving his precious Son. Those angels that came and appeared to the shepherds on that night there, that as they were watching their flock. In our scriptures, the Bible says in Luke chapter number 2, verse number 8, and I read down through verse number 14, and there were in the same country, that's the same country in which Jesus was born in, there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Now, I've been studying a sermon by Charles Spurgeon, the great preacher of the past in London, England. This Mr. Spurgeon preached a message in a Christmas week, actually delivered this message on December the 20th at Surrey, Royal Surrey Gardens Music Hall. And he preached from this text, and he titled it The First Christmas Carol. Mr. Spurgeon had a tremendous way with words. He had a powerful mind and an imagination. And I'm using many of his thoughts and trying to bring you some thoughts and a message from this text for this week and the week to come, and trying to point out some of these things about this song that the angels sang. And just meditating on that a little bit and thinking just a little bit about the wonderful gift of God, that God gave his Son. But not just that God gave his Son, that God would give notice. I said earlier in another broadcast, what good would it be for Jesus to come if nobody was told, if nobody knew about it? But I'm glad God spread the word, amen, and the word's still spreading, and I want to be a part of spreading the word that God gave his Son, amen. But I got to thinking about these angels as they appeared to these shepherds. And I talked to you a little bit earlier about how free these angels were from envy. You do know that a third part of the angels fell from their glory. And that when they fell, Christ did not stoop from his throne to reach after those fallen angels. Christ did not bend in order to try to rescue those fallen angels. He let them go to their own damnation, their own destruction. But by the grace of God, when man fell, hallelujah, Jesus was moved. God was moved for man when he fell. And these angels were not envious. These angels rejoiced that God was moved for man. Amen. I made the statement that good news for someone you love is good news for you. When these angels, they must have loved mankind. They recognize us as God's creature. They recognize us as God's creation. And they must love us. And I would suspect that it is only for God's sake. But not only were these angels free from envy, but I spoke to you about how these angels were free from pride. They did not just come to tell kings. They did not just come to tell men of royalty and men of authority and men of some high standing. But they came to lowly men. Little lowly shepherds tending their flock by night. And yet these angels rejoiced to tell it as much, I believe, as if they were telling it in the halls of Caesar. Amen. There are some men that count it such an honor to speak to men of dignity, princes and kings and rulers of this world, but they count it an act of condescension to have to speak to some lowly, humble crowd. But I'm glad our God in heaven created some angels that were not too envious, neither were they too proud to tell the message to some lowly shepherds. Amen. And then I got to thinking about how they told it. Not just the fact that they did tell it, not just the people they told it to, but how they tell it. Listen, they told it not in some stammering tongue of one who tells a tale in which they have no interest. Oh, no. They didn't even tell it in a way in such feigned interest as, you know, sometimes men do when they couldn't care less, but they want you to think that they really care, like some politician or something. They did not tell it like that. These angels told this story with joy. These angels told this story with gladness. Amen. I believe they sang it out. It's too good a story just to tell. I don't believe they whispered. I believe they shouted it out. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace, goodwill to men. Amen. Toward men's where they said it. But thank God for these angels. But now I don't want to just spend our time thinking about the angels. I want us to think about what they had to say. And I mentioned to you that I want to bring out 4 points in our process of looking through these. I want to show you some instructive thoughts. I want to show you, if I can, some emotional thoughts, things they ought to make us feel. Then I want to show you some prophetical thoughts that are involved in this story. And last of all, some perceptive thoughts, some things that we can see. Now, in these instructive thoughts, first of all, I brought to your attention that these angels said that salvation gives glory to God. Not just some glory, but it gives God the highest glory. Salvation brings God's highest glory. I got to talk about how all the attributes of God are shown in this story. Oh, think about the wisdom of God. What wisdom there is that God became a man. That God could be just and the justifier of the ungodly. I talked about the power of God that is revealed in this story. What could be more powerful than power that can conceal its own power? That the Godhead should unrobe itself and become a man. Behold, what love is revealed in this story as Jesus became a man. And lastly, thinking about these things that are shown, what faithfulness, these attributes of God that are shown in this story, what faithfulness. All the promises from the Garden of Eden up till this point are wrapped up in that little babe lying in a manger. Hallelujah to God. No wonder the angels sang, glory to God in the highest. Number 2. Not only these angels saying glory to God in the highest. By the way, that was the old story that angels had sung since the foundation of the world. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I don't doubt it's been repeated throughout the aeons from the foundation of the world. But they also sung something new. A new stanza that was added. Not only glory to God, but on earth peace. Oh my. They sang about peace, not just peace anywhere, not just peace in glory, in the glory world, not just peace somewhere out in the distance, but peace on earth. Amen. Now, what you think about, these angels were present in the Garden of Eden, but they didn't sing about peace in the Garden of Eden. There was peace there. But it just seemed like a thing of course. I mean, of course there was peace there. God created it and it was perfect. Hardly a thing worth singing about. But there was more than peace there in the garden. There was the glory of God there as well. But now, after this garden, when these angels come back to earth and they see these shepherds in the field as they keep watch over their flock by night, now mankind has fallen. And since that day, when the cherubim with flaming swords had to drive man and his wife out of the garden, there had been no peace on earth. There had been no peace on earth. Once in a while, a man in his heart could find peace. Only those who were believers, those who had obtained that peace from the living fountain of the fact that they knew that God was going to come into flesh one day, and they looked forward to Christ. Oh my, since Adam and Eve had fallen, there had been wars raging from one end of the earth to the other. Men had slaughtered one another, heaps upon heaps. There had been wars within as well as wars without. Conscience had fought with a man. Satan had tormented man with the thoughts of sin. There had been no peace on earth since Adam fell. But now, when the newborn king made his appearance, hallelujah, amen, the swaddling cloth that was wrapped around our Lord Jesus Christ was, as it were, a white flag of peace. Amen. That manger was a place where the treaty could be signed, where warfare could be stopped between man's conscience and himself, man's conscience and his God. Oh, my friend, do you not feel that the gospel of God is peace to man? Where else can peace be found but in this sweet message of Jesus? Oh, my legalist friend, work and toil and try your best to get peace, and yet you'll never find it. You that trust in keeping the law, go back to Sinai, look into the flames that Moses saw, and you'll shrink and tremble in despair, for peace is nowhere to be found but in Jesus, of whom it is said, this man shall be peace. Of whom would say later, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Oh, what peace this is, my friend. It is peace like a river. Listen, there's just something special moving right now over these radio airwaves. Something special as God's touched my heart, and I trust He's touching yours as well. Do you know Jesus? Have you called upon Him as your Lord and Savior? Have you trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ? Would you call on Him? Thank you for listening.